Over 1 million people come into central London every morning, and their journey takes rather longer, enough time to read the paper in. That's why, as soon as people had to travel standing in a crowded train, some of the papers were made much smaller and full of pictures. But why do people want to do nothing but read? Perhaps they're tired, or else they sit behind the newspaper to shut themselves off from the world. All the same, most men would notice a woman struggling with a heavy case and jump up to help her, and a pretty girl sitting opposite wouldn't escape their attention either. In this case, a paper is useful because they can have a good look at her from behind it without her knowing. Perhaps they don't all do nothing but read. There are stories of girls and young men who met in the rush hour, got married, and went on traveling on the same train, hand in hand. Really? Papers seem to be very useful in England. And the trains to London, too. But I don't like the underground in the rush hour. Nor do I. Londoners are told, don't get caught up in the rushes. That's easier said than done. How can they help it when they can't choose when to travel? Still, it's the underground that keeps London's heart beating, and I don't know what we'd do without it. The first one, in 1869, ran under the Thames from the Tower of London. It's because this is a London invention that there are still so many old stations, like the ones where there are lifts, but they're making these more modern. And the building of the underground isn't finished yet. There are always plenty of trains, but with the buses it's different. And the Londoner, who hardly ever complains, has something to say about this. Let's join this queue and have a look at the paper while we're waiting.